Hey everyone, welcome to TCO Performance Center Wabi, joined by a special guest. It's our buddy Tom Pelissero. You can find him on Twitter, at Tom Pelissero. So early on Twitter and such a unique name, you got your name as your Twitter handle.
It's not a very common name. No, I think I had a decent percentage chance, but I think I go back to 09. Yeah, I was an early adapter.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool to have your actual real name as your Twitter handle. Not everyone gets to do that, so congratulations on that.
But you've made a nickname out of it, so it worked out for you too.
It did. And I think it's because I was early too. I was right around 09. So we're talking about something that no one cares about. Let's talk about something that everyone cares about. You're on NFL Network every hour doing hits here from TCO Performance Center. People are watching it, but for those trying to catch up, summarize for us what you guys have been talking about the last couple of days from here.
Well, for the Minnesota Vikings, it's really all been about the quarterback. They've more or less put all their other business on hold. They made that clear to agents at the combine. Now, listen, we're not going to be trying to get anything else done until we solidify the situation and know what we're going to be paying for our starting quarterback. The past 24 hours have been interesting. Of course, yesterday there was a lot of talk from us about Drew Brees getting a phone call. Realistically, that was not going to be an option. Everybody believed that Drew Brees was going to end up staying in New Orleans, as anybody would in his situation, 39 years old, his ties to the community. It was a matter of working out the money. But when that guy is available, technically, you make the phone call. Case Keenum was really the backup plan for the Vikings going into this. He ends up taking a deal overnight with the Denver Broncos. I was told that's worth about $18 million a year over 2 years. The structure's a little bit unclear right now, but it really does sound like a bridge deal. And now you move forward on to Kirk Cousins, who is going to be making his first free agent visit here to, we're calling it the TCO Performance Center. That's what we're going with. That's good. It's shorter than the longer name. He'll be making his first visit here. Tomorrow he's going to arrive in town, and then he'll be actually in the building on Thursday. The hope and the expectation is this is going to be on track toward a deal. But as I just said a few minutes ago on NFL Network, the word of caution is simply that it's not a done deal just yet. They have discussed contract parameters. That was part of the talks yesterday between the Vikings and Cousins' agent, Mike McCartney. They still have some work to do in terms of the structure, everything else. Cousins made it clear that he wants a fully guaranteed contract, and he'll probably get it because he has a tremendous amount of leverage right now. Mm-hmm. But all those things are going to play out over the next 48 hours here, and the Vikings hoping by the end of this, they're going to have their guy for the next 3 years.
Yeah, and it would appear that there are teams who are going to get their starting quarterback via free agency, and the speculation is this would be that team. When you look at the Vikings roster, how does acquiring a quarterback in this way mesh with the current roster?
Well, they hope that Kirk Cousins is going to be the player that they think he is, worth a $10 million premium over what you had in Case Keenum. He's somebody who joins a roster that if you stack it up, and I've talked about this on TV for the past couple of weeks, you stack that up against the roster with the Jets, the roster with the Cardinals, the recent success, everything else. Nothing against the coaching staffs or the players there, but there's not a lot of people who can compete with. You can come in and play with Dalvin Cook and Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs and Kyle Rudolph and a pretty good offensive line, one of the best defenses in the league, under Mike Zimmer, just took the team to the NFC title game. That is a lot when you're going out there, especially when you're Kirk Cousins and you've had a lot of changeover in terms of your weapons through the years in Washington. They basically cleaned everybody out after he had a really good 2016 season. He had to get on the same page with everybody who was new. They had some challenges personnel-wise in terms of their defense. Here, you don't have any of those concerns. So what he wants to do at this point is make sure he comes in, meets with the coaching staff, sees the building. He doesn't want to be Brock Osweiler going into Houston a couple of years ago and then quickly realizing for all the money, which was great, $37 million guaranteed, I think it was. He wasn't really comfortable in the situation that he got into. Cousins wants to make that trip. And again, the hope, the expectation is everything is going to go smoothly here, and Kirk Cousins is going to be the quarterback of the Vikings by the end of the week.
Yeah, and you know, Kirk has been in the league for a while, and so you kind of know what he is. But if you look at the last couple of quarterbacks to play here for Mike Zimmer and this team, they've all had really good seasons playing for him. So do you think that whoever the Vikings wind up with, it's fair to project maybe an enhanced performance from them because they're playing on such a good team?
I think quarterback development is a lot of times contextual in terms of who are you surrounded with and how much is on your shoulders. With Cousins, I mean, you can go back and look at the numbers. There were a lot of games where he had to try to win them in a shootout because the defense wasn't doing its part. He did have turnovers. That's part of Cousins' career. Everybody talks about that. That's abated somewhat in recent years. I've spoken to coaches that Cousins have worked with who talk about how quick he processes. That's one thing he's really good at in terms of seeing it and getting the football out. That's something that the Vikings value, being able to play efficient football. So you're right, they've played with different styles of quarterbacks between Teddy Bridgewater, Sam Bradford, Case Keenum. Cousins is a style unto himself here, but they think that they know what they have in Kirk Cousins. There was no question here that he was an upgrade over what they had already. And they're certainly hoping. You're betting that much money, whatever the final numbers are, you're certainly hoping that you're going to get that enhanced performance from him in Minnesota.
Yeah, all right, good stuff from Tom. For more from Tom and NFL Network, make sure you check them out. It's like on the hour, every hour, we're hearing from you. So keep checking that out. And you can also find Tom on Twitter. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
You got it.